college campuses in Colorado to offer abortion pills by next summer. By Catherine Hamilton on June 3, 2026. College campuses in Colorado are set to become abortion pill dispensaries by next summer. Governor Jared Polis, D., signed a bill last week. House Bill 1335, that requires colleges or universities with student health centers to provide abortion pills. Schools with pharmacies must stock the medicine. Campuses without pharmacies can either write prescriptions for off-campus pharmacies or directly dispense the medication, Axios Denver reported Wednesday. Campus health centers must comply with the new law by August 1, 2027. The University of Denver confirmed to the outlet that it plans to offer abortion-inducing drugs to pregnant students at its Health and Counseling Center. Assistant Vice Chancellor of Health and Wellness Michael Lafar said the school is developing policies, including privacy safeguards for responsible service, and is having staff complete training for mifepristone, the first drug used in a two-drug medication abortion regimen. The law reportedly does not apply to Regis University, which is a private Jesuit school in Northwest Denver, Interim Chief of Staff Cheryl DeRoll said. The school also does not have a student health center. Colorado is one of the most pro-abortion states in the U.S. and is one of several that has no limits on abortion. Polis passed the law as a legal battle wages over telehealth medication abortions in a post-Roe America. In 2023, the Guttmacher Institute estimated that medication abortions accounted for 63% of all abortions within the formal U.S. healthcare system. That percentage was up from an estimated 53% in 2020 and 39% in 2017. The report did not account for abortion pills obtained through underground national and international networks, including those that sent pills to women in states with abortion restrictions. In a medication abortion, mifepristone blocks the action of progesterone, which the mother's body produces to nourish the pregnancy. When progesterone is blocked, the lining of the mother's uterus deteriorates, and blood and nourishment are cut off to the developing baby, who then dies inside the mother's womb. The drug misoprostol, also called Cytotec, then causes contractions and bleeding to expel the baby from the mother's uterus. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecat_Hamilton.